Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
What's poppin', everybody? Oxley from Africa. And I just sipped tea with Temi-san on Tea with Tay. Love.
Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Tea with Tay Pod, the only podcast that brings you the tea as it hurts. And you know this podcast is proudly sponsored by Lipton. My guest today is a singer-songwriter, and he has one of the most unique voices of my generation. He's a hit maker. His name is Ikuforiji Abdulrahman Olaitan, popularly known as Oxlade. Please put your hands together for my guests. I got the name right, Abi.
Yeah.
Ikuforiji.
Ikuforiji. Uh-huh. Yeah, 100.
My Yoruba is improving.
Yeah.
How fun am I, G?
No, I'm blessed, man.
So good
bro.
To have you here.
Same here, man.
This interview has been a long time coming. I've been thinking about it in my head, but now is the perfect time to do it. Yeah. As is the culture of this show, we always ask about backgrounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you have a very interesting background, just like mine. So I feel like we're going to bond mm-hmm. even better because we're both raised by grannies.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what your childhood was like. I mean, being raised by your granny.
I lost my mom when I was 3 years old to child delivery of my younger brother, who is still alive and doing well. Then I moved to my grandma automatically. Church boy. She was a deaconess. So we started from CNS and then we moved to like a Pentecostal church when I was in my teenage years. And then from there, you know, she raised us down to secondary school. I moved to my pop side. I was still doing music low-key, because like all this while that I grew up with her, I was in the choir. I was always doing, you know, gospel stuff. I never knew that I was going to use like music to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when the stage came, I did Mami Water with Black Bones, which was like early like 2017, 2018. Right. And then that's where the history started.
I mean, I want to talk about your granny a lot more because kids that were raised by their grannies always turn out differently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like we can bond over granny issues, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
So you lost your mom at 3. And now your granny had to step in. Do you think there would have been a difference if your mom had raised you? Or your granny was obviously the perfect person.
I just feel like my granny was meant to raise me, man. There are levels to this destiny shit.
Right.
Like, that's your mom's mom. Mm-hmm. That's a bigger flex
yeah.
in understanding of, you know, motherhood.
Right.
Understanding of raising a child, psychology of a human being. Mm-hmm. She has experienced more life than your mom. I'm not saying like grandmas are better, but like I was opportune and blessed to be raised by my grandma.
I honestly think grandmas are better, but to me, you can't continue.
I don't got problems.
So tell me what she was like. I want to know what she's like. Give me context. Like,
my grandma stops flogging me. So flogging is disciplining by violence.
Yes.
Right. So my grandma stopped flogging me as at the age of 10. And she wouldn't cause me pain, but she would just speak to me in ways that I have to just cry.
Yeah.
It's not like she wants you to cry, but there are levels to senses that you hear at your young age that just makes you realize that, I want to do this next time. Yeah. Do you understand? So, like, you know, words of wisdom, actions, like, there's some types of actions that you learn from your grandma, being a grandma's child, and you understand that you have to move or live this way, showing kindness, understanding humans, and judging less. Do you understand? Because there has to be a reason why someone is moving like this.
Yeah.
It could be how he was raised.
Mm-hmm.
It could be what life lessons taught him.
Right.
Do you understand? Like, understanding humans.
Mm.
That's one of the most underrated gifts that, like, she taught me.
That's amazing. But do you know, they say that kids raised by their grannies are spoiled. I don't think my granny spoiled me.
Though, my granny flogged me.
But my own beats me well. So
she flogged me till like 10. And then 11, Thanksgiving service, she just said, I will not flog you again. She said, I will not flog you again. You're old enough to know what's right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I go use what? Hear your head.
So give me an instance of give me a scene with your granny one day that she had probably messed up.
And
she just used some words to flog you.
Yeah, do you know why? She sent me to computer lesson. It's computer school. And I was going to Bishop Agge to play football.
What's that?
Bishop Agge is a school. It's like it's also a field where I'm from Mushi, Papa Jao, Papa Benio. Mm-hmm. So like, I went to Bishop Agge to play football. She went to my computer lesson that day, faithfully, and she didn't see me there.
Uh-huh.
So I got back and she started praying, Father Lord, my hard work, my earnings, please don't let it go to waste.
Mm.
Father Lord, my grandchild shall not make me cry. Father, like, you know, prayer points. Yeah. But you're there, you're listening. I'm there. Yeah. I'm there. You know, you just, as a child, you just know she caught you red-handed.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Grandmas are always built different.
Yeah. What kind of
and, you know, while she was praying, and then I just started kneeling down and saying, I'm sorry.
Because you said, sorry, don't catch
mommy,
you.
I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just psychology. They know how to finesse you right.
Mm-hmm. But what kind of child would you say you were? Were you stubborn? Were you timid? Were you...
My grandma trained me in a way that when I offend her, even if she flogs me, I still go back and say, mommy, I'm sorry. I will not do that again.
Mm-hmm. So you used to call her mommy?
Mommy. Straight up from like age 3.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Straight up. I still call her mommy.
Mm.
Yeah.
So... let's talk about your music, right? So it seems like you started music early.
Mm.
But before we go into music, let's talk about growing up in Mushi. I'm really very curious about that dynamic, right? Because you now and each other grew up in Mushi.
Mm.
I'm trying to marry the two, right?
Okay.
So tell me about growing up in Mushi.
So I went to Santa Maria College. It's a Catholic school.
In Mushi?
Yeah, in Mushi.
Okay.
My grandma went to Cherubim and Seraphim Church of the Lord at Ladura. So it was mixed, like, versions of Christianity and spiritual, like, double combo. We used to do Angelus at 12 o'clock in the school. And then at 12 o'clock midnight, we used to do, like, that's what they call, like, vigil.
For CNS?
CNS, yeah.
Oh, so you could not do...
I could not do 12 o'clock afternoon. Hail Mary, Mother of God, full of grace.
Right.
Blessed are thou among women. You could do Angelus. We recite them for secondary school. Come go back house.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Santa Maria Primary and Secondary School. So
right.
I've been doing Angelus from like infancy.
Wow.
You understand? Then you do Ash Wednesday, all those people. Then you go see CNS, go do Ikore, you go Sele. My uncle was going to Sele. So like white garment, like earlier stages.
Mm-hmm.
And I was named in like Nikai. Nikai is like a Muslim way to name a child because my dad was Muslim. So like, no. All the forms of spiritual people.
The religious child.
Do you get me? So like, CNS, we will go vigil, we'll go everything. Then when my mom died, my grandma moved to a Pentecostal church.
Why? Was it because of the...
I don't know her reasons. Mm. She just decided to take a change. And, you know, it's not new. I remember my mom, they go.
A question came to my mind, right? She lost her child.
Her first child, and had you. Yeah.
Growing up, could you ever interpret how your granny felt about losing your mom? Was it something that she made obvious or something that she processed herself?
It's mostly when we mess up that we realize what it really cost her. She's like, I'm with a G, I don't know. Like, do you know some? And I suffered on you. I lost your mom because of you. Like, I'm here grinding for you. Why you want just one? Why you want spoil? So like it's some. She works so hard that we don't have a choice, than to just be good boys. Mm-hmm. Just that. It's not like I'm a good boy, but I made sure she did not regret raising me. Just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to your granny.
Yeah, shout out to her. MVP. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the music, right? I can imagine I started really early. When did music start for you as a child? As a child, right?
Yeah, as a child, you know, before they even went to do DNA tests in my family, from morning devotion, praising the Lord always.
What do you mean DNA tests?
Like, they don't need to go and check your blood sample.
Right.
They don't need to check if you're a child, if you can sing, you're from my family.
Oh, that's the thing.
Yes, my maternal side. Yeah, amazing singers. One of my uncles is a gospel artist.
Right.
His name is Larry Bishop. He's making his dough in his gospel piece. Mm. Like, he has raised a lot of gospel ministers.
Mm-hmm.
I was born and rooted in church type piece. You understand?
Obviously.
Like, from gospel, teenage church as choir coordinator, children's church as choir coordinator. Like,
so you were already coordinator of the
choir? I at some point in my life, when I was like 17 and I just finished secondary school, I'll drive to Aja. There was a church in Aja that I redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay me 20K per month for just singing. Like, yes.
So you come and sing?
I won't sing. I also lost it at LBG.
Okay, so clearly your granny was always in support of the singing.
Oh, that was a source of income in the house. My before my mom died, she bought her three brothers piano. So there's a band called the Skoskola Band. They don't use drums. They play the beat from the piano.
Right.
Skoskola, they used to play Afro Juju and High Life.
Right.
Imagine hearing. So my neighbor was one of Fela's drummers. Papa just
as a musical and community.
And then my family was playing Skoskola, and then the family beside us were Deep Alive.
Mm.
And then the one at the extreme left, they were listening to Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. Like, there is no how.
So there are too many musical influences. It's impossible.
Mushi was ghetto, but like they valued music.
What do you mean Mushi was ghetto?
Ha. Ghetto type ghetto that they will come and announce to you as at like 5 o'clock that we're going to come and fight in this street though. Pack your things at 7 PM. We used to sleep under the bed shouting Jesus Christ from like 1 AM to like 5 AM. And then when we go to the shop, we see holes of bullets in our shops. That is how ghetto machine is. So like,
please get deeper into this ghetto. Give me context. Give me more context.
Like, that's where I grew up. Like, context that like majority of my neighbors, like majority of people I grew up with are dead. Like, because yes.
It's a top boy.
Yes. So like top boy is not bro, we don't get gutter. Like, now the water where the market street. You know, some kind of water, if they don't they don't flush bath.
Yeah,
if they don't tap on the open gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of, like when me I grew for bush, you know, the mechanic here do the play ball. So like, you understand?
I get it.
Yeah.
But even in that reality, I want to know how music helped you in that entire space.
Grandma was always sending us to Ria's house, man, to church.
Because she thought... Grandma probably thought that, you know, this place I'm using these kids, it's not going to be easy. There's so much they have seen, right?
My grandma used to sell, like, drinks, like, minerals. Mm-hmm. And, like, cabin biscuit.
Did you say mineral?
Yes, that was it. I'm sorry.
No, but I like...
If you know, you know.
Yeah. For you to say mineral, she was really selling it.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about Tango.
Crazy.
Yes. I'm talking about Limca. Golden Sports.
So you guys used to probably go to her shop to help as well.
Yeah. I used to carry crates. Don't worry.
Mad.
So like, those were the pieces that she was selling because mm-hmm. we used to stay right opposite Lutz Gate.
Idiaraba.
There's Idiaraba and there's Mushin. There's Akpesin Street.
There's another gate streets. Behind.
Yeah, another gate behind is Idiaraba. So the Akpesin Street, I used to see caskets like from the age of 2. I used to see caskets. They used to sell caskets right in front of my house.
So I know that was the hood, right?
Hmm.
Was music the escape for you in all of this?
Music was the reason to live. The reason to have a dream. You understand? Me, I didn't know, Shao. I just go to choir practice. I sing. A cappella group day, drama mm-hmm. group day, dancing group day. Nothing. I did dance, bro. Like, that year, mm-hmm. man's rusting out. But you know, it's still a show on code. You understand? Like, you still know I'm from theater arts. I'm from the church. Like, if you don't know music, if you hear my voice, you're gonna see this one here, die tribet. It's impossible.
Right.
Like, you understand? Like the gospel thing is intertwined into my music.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of my sins, God still bless me. Like that's the beauty of my life. Say, okay, people get talent past me, people they will sing past me.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you even did this interview. That's life bands.
But you know what's interesting? You know, when some people come, especially musicians, right? There's some who say, you know, I've always known I was gonna be a star. Like, I've always known I was gonna do music. Did you know that did you have an idea that this was gonna be your life in the future?
So
was it a dream?
So like I did not do promises.
Okay.
But for Prem 5 I do common entrance.
Okay.
Business ability, you know, understand?
Okay.
For school, I'm a scholar. My grandmother always read quantitative for us from midnight. We got Sabia. Because
mm-hmm.
the school fees is expensive. That you get one time where my grandma be in this shop, right? And there's this older woman than her that used to be in the shop just to maintain, you know, mobility mm-hmm. because she's done the old.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the only child old enough to know the prices of all these things. But every time I used to go to like the mechanic yard to go and play ball. So my grandma don't carry me come from that mechanic yard like 2 times, flog me, say, I dey go do a market, go buy things for this place. If you know the shop, I want the job. This old woman don't know anything. They fix things for her. So one day she warned me, say, make I no go anywhere. I can't go on birthday party for right exactly. Next to our house, I couldn't lead praise worship
for the birthday parties.
Yes, I was like 11, 12. At the lead praise worship.
Birthday party, did the lead praise and worship?
No. Mushin at that, bro. Like we like spirituko for that area because hood choke, like ghetto choke. So you need God. So before like party starts, before cabin, before they shake and music, there's more lead praise worship. And that time I already sing, I didn't test my voice, bro. I just started singing. My grandma hold cane. Actually, they enter the baby party. She sits at the special worship. People, they cry.
Yeah, people, they cry.
On Jesus Christ.
So, you don't get calling since? So.
On Jesus Christ, bro. People, they cry. She just drop the cane, fling the cane, say, make her this thing, they go. After that day, now she enroll me, go choir. Say,
okay, so that was the first time that she engaged your talent as far. Yeah. Oh my God, this child has this.
Yeah. So she was against it because all her children were in the choir already. So, her grandchild, meeting is so.
Me go school now.
Me read. Me study law. So like after that day, she said she promised that she will never stop me from. She said praising God.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it as doing art. I still worship God's greatness with my art, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But like now the first time where she allowed me, she no stop me from anything, you know, creativity and stuff.
So after that, she started doing rehearsals. You're singing in church.
Hey
more.
God, dude. We know the newspaper write book. This course, you know, this course.
Please, you know, I also did. I was also in the children choir, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew that rehearsals were a thing, but I want to know what yours was like. Like,
So I was in three musical groups. I was in two dance groups.
But like Michael Jackson.
So imagine how much we had. So like the beauty and the flex was every convention. You know, my church was BBCM or is BBCM. You get different church programs. So teens choir, teens dance group, adult choir, youth choir. Are they always the oldest? So are they always show for all these things? Now imagine say you sabi a lot of things. Say God can't choose you, say make you can't lead the offering, praise, worship for that convention.
How old were you then? Because that's a big profile.
I was like 13, 14. I was already in teenage church. In elite praise worship for convention.
That's major.
So there's something called mass choir. There's teen choir, there's youth choir, there's mass choir. Mass choir are the combination of all the choirs, all the denomination, all the adults, all the youngins. Make only lead them.
You lead them? You lead like a choir?
Bro, food chest too.
Almost so. That's why I've already been a star from that time, Sha.
That is what I'm trying to make you understand.
Oh, it's making sense now.
And like conventional, make all the branches of that church worldwide come praise God for one particular day. So like,
you're the star of the
crowd. They always give the praise to God, but now God they collect the praise. But crowd P from childhood, when they do drama, obviously they mimic the GO. Just
wow,
it's insane.
Okay, I saw a video or a picture of you and Two-Face, right?
Oh,
as a child,
yes.
What was going on there? That I mean,
I was in GS2, I was about to start my junior work. So, all through my secondary school, like half of my primary school, I was on a scholarship called Change Your Life. So Change Your Life is owned by Funmi Yoda, or is powered by Funmi Yoda. So she's connected with like Lagos State government to sponsor like motherless babies or children with single parents.
Right.
And my uncle, who is not a pastor right now, Pastor Sunday, was doing his IT in NTA. So was aware of the whole thing. And then Funmi Yoda used to work with New Dawn. If you know New Dawn.
Yeah.
So, like, he knew about it. He put us on, he enrolled us, and then we got the scholarship. And then from, like, primary school, like, primary 3 to, like, SS3, she sponsored my school, everything. Yes. And then doing that NGO, she always... That's the first time I met Davido. I met Davido, like, 2009. Didn't even know who I was.
Okay, so by 2009, you were in secondary school, obviously.
Is this secondary school?
Yes, yes. Because I was in just a secondary school at that time. So.
Hey, primary school. Maybe like primary 5. Abi?
Maybe GSS 2.
Yes, GSS. Oh, 2010 was Juno Ayek, yeah. Yeah, GS 3. Yeah. So maybe I was on GS 2. You understand? 2010 was World Cup South Africa now. Abi? Yeah, I was in GS 3. I'm just like 26. So, like, basically, I was meeting celebrity T.Y. Bello. We would do, like, every new year, we used to do, like, a New Dawn, Change Your Life ceremony.
Because there was also a video of you singing. That
and then
was New Dawn.
Yeah, Change Your Life, actually. And then one of the anniversaries, 25, Change Your Life at 25, she invited Two-Face. We went to LTV in Ikeja back then. And then we did the song, you know. And then Two-Face, like, he lost the voice. We didn't even know where I was. So when we were both endorsed by Campari, like, 2 years ago, I just showed him video. Like, it was, like,
wow,
it was special. That's, like, one of the people that made me understand that against all odds, if you go make him, you go still make him. Regardless of scandals and bullshit. Like, if you are destined for greatness, nothing can stop it.
I agree. Tell me, so post... secondary school, post the scholarship, what happens next? You decide to face music or you went to school straight?
I went to school low. I went to,
like,
Lasso.
Lasso. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about Lasso. Your time in Lasso.
It was scary. My era in Lasso was when they changed the school fees from 25K to 250K.
What year was this? Maybe 2013.
Yeah.
Because I'm using that, myself to calculate yours.
When they were trying to privatize last year, I was in PPL, like, my brothers were also in last year. At the same time, I was in history and international relations.
I did Begi. History.
Yeah.
So mad.
It was insane, though. You know, but I honestly did not take music. I didn't take book as my P because I spent...
By the time you got to last
year. I spent a lot of time writing Jump.
Really?
Yeah, I spent like 2 years writing Jump. Like jump was, it was not like jump was not jumping, but I was looking for any lag.
I know that. I know.
Yes, I was looking for any lag. So like it was insane.
Why you don't want to go last?
Now you lag, my G. So there were some rappers in lag that I always looked up to, like Lekon. Lekon blew before Big Brother.
Lekon.
Yes.
It was a philosophy.
Lekon, Brainy, Young Ace, they blew before Big Brother.
I mean, we knew Lekon in school.
I'm telling you, Unilag, Steve, Lil Cash, YC, First Tag Boy. Like, I'm letting you know, the wheels, like, artists,
they were already student pop, like, among popular among the students.
Artists don't blow before you all self start to sing. Maybe say, we always DM them, say, boss, like, have fun, I will like you, roll you with your movement. Like, do you understand that type of piece? So, like, you know, you want to be in the lag, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There was this show where Mr. Easy and, is it YC and Brainy and Lekon performed. No disrespect to Mr. Easy, he shut down. But when Brainy and Lekon entered and Young is like, bro, you want the
which
lag?
This Lekon I went to Big Brother.
On Jesus Christ, our Lord. Abstract. Like, so what is do?
Let me tell you why I'm asking these questions. Because we knew them from school, but I didn't know that how big they were.
Lekon was doing it too. I don't know how you define big as an artist that cannot even afford studio session. Lekon was
I knew that Lekon was big, but we knew him as Lekon was so smart. I knew him as a smart guy.
Lekon was killing it too. More than me. She don't want me, bro.
That's crazy.
YKB, like. Artists that we used to like, they are still grinding, you know. Don't get me. Don't get it twisted. They're still singing. They're still killing shit.
Right.
But these are artists that I grew up looking at Unilag and I was like, oh my God, it's coming in lag.
Yeah, among these people.
I know the same music ad, but now because I don't get civic education, I know it's Unilag. Civic education,
like a paper.
No, it's a course. Like a study. I had government. Unilag is just proud.
I didn't use civic education. I just used only
government. Bro, me, I was going for law. They say, I have government. I have a course. They say, I got civic. They worry.
You know, I got into Unilag for law, but after a while, they threw me go history, sir.
Oh, my bro, Unilag will bamboo.
They go humble you. No,
I'm not, see, later now, they go say, me can no come perform for Unilag. I know he's Unilag, but I'm just saying, the criteria that it takes for you to come to Unilag, is A1.
Is it love?
You have to be clear or you have to know somebody.
Yeah. No, you know, like is one of the schools.
Oh, you have to be a Lagosian.
Well, that's... Are you not a Lagosian?
I'm a Lagosian, but this is the admin. Yeah. My bro, do you know how hard it takes?
I say
hard,
let me say, I was such a diehard that I said, if it's not this, like, I will not do. So I did diploma.
I used to go to Unilag Sports Center. I was a sprinter. I see 200 meters and 200 meters for SS2, SS3, my school. I used to run for Lagos State. Mm-hmm. As a sprinter, I would go to Unilag and go and pray. Nothing. I know enter.
No, but God had other plans for you.
Then I entered Lasso.
Tell me about Lasso.
Lasso, yeah. Due to the struggle it took me to enter that school, I was a bookworm for 2 years.
You?
Yeah.
So, no music?
No music. My daddy even warned me. Watch your music, man. So, I'm in school. That's it means like now money we use send the good book. No, don't fuck around. Don't play, you learn. So like basically I was always, you know, in the chapel.
Praying
and reading.
Come back. Were you like spirit cocoa at some point in your life?
Not spirit cocoa, but spirit cocoa makes you serious.
But you just need help from God.
No, if you are outside, you can't be serious.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean outside?
Is it that you join court or you join scammers or if you're outside, you're outside. I don't want to just spoil it.
With God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So when I was always in the church, like I didn't have a choice.
But to be serious.
I'm reading Bible, I'm reading book.
That's mad.
You understand? And then, you know, I dropped out in my final year.
What changed? You stopped going to chapel?
Yeah, like when like I've never said this before. When some boys were trying to make me join gang, it was like one day my grandma just called me, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm in school, be coming home." "Where's home?" "Ibadan." "Be coming to Ibadan." I went to Ibadan. Fortunately, that day, like, those boys almost killed my roommates, basically. I've never said this before, I'm always staying for personal reasons.
Right.
Do you understand? So it's exclusive. Like, that's why I appreciate my grandma's. Okay, importance so, in my life. Forget all this, like, say we want to say God, no. God deal, like, fully. And I'm saying this with my full chest. God don't save me countless times. And now the reason why I see they come back twice as tall, I'll be happy about it sometimes. Like, I know they say, okay.
Okay, so in Lasso, there was so much peer pressure for you to be part of a gang.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't want to be part of the gang, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
How did your granny know that something was about to happen?
I don't know. See, nah, I don't know.
So she just called you and you went
to... She just called me that she would come to Ibadan and she's not going to carry any clothes in my hostel.
She just... That's what she said?
Yeah. Or draw to Ibadan. 800, I mean.
So you just went home straight?
Yeah, straight.
Then they came
and
for
I
you.
Was there for like a week and then the next few days they said they came to... Beat the shit out of everybody, man.
Because of you?
Yes.
Or... Why did they want you so bad?
Fine boy in a material now.
Okay, that made you stress me. My bro. Okay, so, like, the more fine boys are in the gang, the better for the gang.
I don't understand, but God saved me. That's what I can say.
Right, so that's the last time you went to Lasso. That's the last time you went to Lasso.
Last time. I passed by Rogo Kutolo.
So, did you continue somewhere else? Or?
No, I was jobless. I was playing Sporty Bet.
Is the honesty for me? Oh. So, you went to Ibadan to be playing Sporty Bet?
No. I cannot speak Sporty Bet in front of my grandma. I went to Puton.
Guys, we're going to get back to the show in a minute, but do you know that Schweppes now has all their amazing flavors in new PET bottles, 40cl and handy, from mojito to Chapman to pineapple with malt extracts. Amazing, but this is my favorite, cha. I love it. Excuse me, get me 10 Chapman there. Sorry, Chapman. Okay, so guys, back to the show. Was your grandma in support of you dropping out?
No,
for the sake of.
But when she realized the danger, she understood the break.
Right.
Yes.
So did you try to continue going to school, or you just said you know?
No, man, I was like school. When I came back, my course was time to go and do WAEC.
WAEC to start again.
I went.
You couldn't have transferred from last to maybe
proper house and live vibes, bro. I ran away.
Oh, so you ran away?
I went to go and start staying with Naya. I'm on Jabi. I was cutting. You know, like, if you stay in somewhere too much.
Wait, come back. It's supposed to finish. Come back.
So, 3 days here, 3 days here.
Ah, that's no good. Wait, come back. I've been there. I hate it so much. So, wait.
So no. But the beautiful part about these two families, Ojabodu and Ikems, is that they always loved me.
I know, but no matter how they love, like, it's somebody else's house. Bro,
they always loved me. Just allow it like that.
Okay.
No matter how much way you want to see finished person, if you love person, even in errors, not correct them.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay, so your granny is not in support of you leaving
school. Oh, my granny did not know that I do not go back to school.
So when did the running happen?
It's when I blew. Went away. Happened.
Wait, now you're going come back to this running away.
No. It's when it will happen that I told her that mommy, law school, mom. I guess I'm a lot of shit. Bizarre me. Online, kinny. Law school, mom. Only move my shoe. That means, like, I know they go school again. Since they go, yeah.
She left open, for you.
Open door.
Mm.
And if you love your picking, they always tell me, so I'm waiting God say, make I do.
So this was this. Post running away or before running away?
It's 2020.
No, this this conversation.
He's pursuing you from my father.
Oh, you were living with your dad at the time?
Yeah, university time, I used to stay in Surulere and Okuku.
Okuku. Ojo. Okay.
Ojo Barracks, PPL. Right. It's called PPL. Lasso Boys.
Right, right. I know
that. So I used to go, pass Orile and enter Surulere. I was doing music in Surulere, but I was doing students in school.
Mm-hmm.
But back in Surulere, I could not afford to pay a producer. So I'll travel to Owerri by bus.
You say Owerri?
Yes. There's a guy called Finesse. He's a producer. He used to school in IMSU.
Ah.
So I'll drive to Owerri.
So you're going to record some?
15K, I'll be 10K, yeah. I'm going to record in Owerri, yes.
Ah.
IMSU girls, fine. Bro, but you don't even follow any of that talk because you don't get money. I asked Nabali and Fish, go use this guy.
So there was no Lagos producer that could have produced for you for free?
To be honest with you, even the producer that I used to stay in his place, I used to sweep his studio. It's not Salami Record. Bro, I go on record, even babe come, I got to come on that studio. I know I'm mentioning your name.
Yeah.
But bro, like, you know, a lot of people did not. He get one guy with them and say they sound like Paso. No disrespect to Paso. But me want sing hip hop. Me want sing Afrobeat. Them say they sound like Paso. Me say make I go give up.
The producer.
Make I go to conductor. Bro, if you come from Oud, things go to you. So now I like majority of the time when allegations and misyannings correspond to my name, I know they try to explain. Because, bro, if you know anything it cost me to get to where I did, you could thank God to even the way you did.
I thank God for you, but that's why I'm coming back to the question of you running away from home. Because that's a major part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted the music so bad that 100. You're ready to leave your house and figure it out by yourself.
No, because they said I should go back to where it did not work out for me.
So you just said, I carried my bag from my house. So, yeah.
guy, what you did? I did not even tell them. I just left.
Were they not looking for you?
It's Osanle vibes.
Okay, but Osanle is like I run away from home, right?
Osanle is like a thief in the night. They don't even know where you went to.
So were they calling? Were they trying to reach you to come back
home? I get phone now. Now, Visa phone at the user time now. See where this guy. No, it's me Visa phone.
Visa phone? You use Visa phone?
See what this guy.
Since, thank God for you, my brother.
See where this guy. I don't see Visa phone. Visa phone like 2K, 3K. If you lost time, you're not going to even feed it. Since, Samsung cost, bro. Samsung, Nokia.
I don't know.
You didn't use iPhone.
Even the other
stuff. BlackBerry, bro. You get BlackBerry, be top boy.
That, yo.
Visa
phone.
You get BlackBerry, if you get BlackBerry, like 3 babes.
Could they find you?
Guaranteed.
So, but that time, so no babes for you that period because now Visa phone you did use.
Visa phone and.
What of smart links have you?
Multi-links!
Hey, Apple! What the phone for the downtrodden?
My ski. I know they spoil brand. In case those brands still exist.
No, multi-links. Like, there's nothing to spoil about
multi-links. But if you use multi-links, bring this street to.
Multi-links today?
No.
But that phone saved a lot of
money. If you use Econet before it turned Ether or Zain.
But you were like 3 years old when Econet was there.
What?
We were like really young when Econet was.
No, I'm like 10.
Okay.
My grandma is Econet.
Yeah, I know Econet before I became Etel.
Mm.
What was it like living with these your friends?
One of my oldest friends is right in front of me right now.
Which, did you squat with any of them?
I squatted in his house too. He went to a good boy's in Mushi.
What's his name?
Dagzi, Ahmed. Ahmed Kuku.
Okay, Ahmed Kuku.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned two names earlier.
He used to be my teacher, actually.
The school teacher?
My lesson teacher.
What were you teaching him?
He was teaching me economics and government.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I used to go to like a extra lesson. Turning point. So, me and him was like, I used to do dancing and acting so well that anywhere I enter, now rolling deuces. If I roll that dice, they enter. So like, you know, I enter the lesson, then they do art and cultural day. I did do comedy saves that year, bro.
You?
Oh, John, my ski. It's really shine. You understand? Bro. And it's really shine, though. So, like, you know, I used to do, like, you get one dance record, Tiggy.
Yeah, I remember.
Dance. So, yeah, no, I'm sad.
You did break dance too?
I did crump. See this guy. I say, not since the men will try just to make this bread.
I swear.
Just to even get on school that time, we don't even pack down Susan Martins for Papa Jao.
I think I know about that school.
Bro, this is the way we don't work. I go say, go to dance competition. You go on time, say, that green beats, but then we pump, pump, pump. Now we use freestyle for every birthday.
Freestyle dance or singing?
Anything, we what's up?
So they pay on that for those things.
They don't pay on she died.
Just to show your talent.
She died. Bro, you know, that time, yeah, fame was the early currency. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't lie to you, bro.
Amongst
like,
your people.
In PMP, in Premier College, Sunyo, like, get some kind of school where you go and tell you, see.
They don't already know you.
Like, they don't know you. They don't need to collect 200K male. You know, say some school, they 200 naira male, females free.
Oh, for the parties? I don't know about those ones, so you know they don't allow
us. No worry. Make I shut up.
No. Tell me now. You guys had those local parties that, not like a local, secondary school parties or
the
raves.
Club for Mushiwe, they call Amo. Bro, we're like 17. They got best strippers, bro. Like, where do we know? All our 200 are gone. We don't.
So now we don't dress ready.
Anyway,
girls go to fall in. Secondary school
Toms.
Girls.
You know what they call Toms?
Do I know what it's called?
I'm a keep. My money grows like grass.
The young. What's the
don't tell one? My mom you saw me.
Ah, do the colors.
YBNL. Arobam. Oh, it's guys.
So you guys have like all stars and skinny jeans.
Anyway, bro. Oh, yeah. I'm an Afrobeast enthusiast. Like, my history, my embodiment, na Naija.
Right.
So, if anybody want to determine what thing fake be, may they actually know my background first.
So when did the actual music, so post you trying to get people to produce for you, when did the break sort of start? When did this feel like as if you were seeing like the light at the end of the tunnel? Well, when did the things start picking up for you?
So, like, I think 2018 or 19.
Okay.
I was trying to struggle or think of going back to school.
Okay.
In Lagos is always a goal.
Oh, so you tried to go back to Union
Lagos? In Lagos is always a goal, my G. I wanted this pretty good. So.
That's the problem.
So, like, that's like, if you don't see jam, there's one private pretty good.
It's diploma.
Diploma.
I did it, yeah.
Couldn't afford that shit, my bro.
I was like,
I was in the streets.
It was a lot.
So, I always do a cappella group in my church boys now. So, there was one time that there was this serenade group that I joined. I was joining groups, bare groups, bro.
Oh, but this time you're still doing church stuff.
I want job.
Right.
And why me?
Right.
You get one time where they serve food, parry, parry. We go wear apron.
Like Osha.
You know why me? Bro, call FIB, used to keep by Panado. You know why me? So, wow. Like, basically, all those times, with a grand right, full right, streets, right. Based on, say, school, no, this yeah, school, no, they
right,
work.
Right.
So, I met this guy called Afa Ogini.
Okay.
He sent me a beat. That beat is Mami Water's beat. Send me the beat. I was in the studio. I was making music with Ojabi. So, Ojabi is my current manager right now. But we started off being, a label. Because, like, he been believing my dreams and he won't push my music. So we co-wrote Mami Water. This one that people don't even know. So, Urikele, where baby, what is up? And then, you know, always and forever, one day is always going to be my dad, musically. I left for people like One Day, Taiki, Yalevis, Fali Pupa, Chronix, Lauryn Hill. So that people would say, but my music, like before I could even afford Sparks, the producer and the co creator of Power Music Sparks. I was listening to these people like from childhood. I'm not saying childhood like from infancy. I'm saying like when I was going up to grass music.
Yeah.
So I recorded Mami Water and I sent it to Afa Ogini again. Afa Ogini is a rapper, mixing engineer and like producer. I was like, bro, there's a guy called Black Bones.
Oh, I think we know of him.
He likes this song. No, but yo, Black Bones is an OG. people need to first realize that this guy blew up in three phases. He blew up on BBM.
Really?
Yes. Black boys used to write this on BBM. Used to ping people this. That's one. Black Bones blew up in Ife as a diss rapper. University of Ife. Like, you really need to respect that guy.
Yeah.
His evolution is scary. Yeah. If you are saying AG Baby, mention a make him shine. Like, I'm not even trying to blow him on.
Yeah.
I'm seeing what he has done. He moved from a rapper to Mr. Bombastic to make him shine. The evolution is scary.
Mm.
Now, they told me, oh, there's a guy called Black Bones. I said, give him the song. I used to fanboy Black Bones before even Black Bones knew the fuck I was. Do you understand? They mentioned top three rappers back then in my generation. They mentioned Ola Dips.
Mm.
Ola Dips and Illiterate. Illiterate was his alter ego. They mentioned Black Bones. They mentioned Chico Ekun. Like, I'm telling you, university rappers. They mentioned Super Ozzy. They mentioned Brainy. Like, these guys were the guys that were giving us ginger that, okay, you can actually make it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Black Bones decided to jump on that record, he called me when he was like, broski, are you willing to drop this jam or will you let my label push it? Bro, I did streets that they sell SIM card for Ojolegba Bridge and they sell SIM card.
What do you mean you're selling SIM card?
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
People, no, they sell, you have to talk about
MTN. That. Bro,
now you didn't sell them.
Difference.
But this is how you don't already get mommy water.
I never blow now.
Oh, but he's done the...
I give mommy water, no miss, I don't blow. So wait,
are you saying that at the time that this conversation was happening, you were selling SIM cards?
Yeah, I was selling SIM. I was using Nokia at 310. Bro.
Ah, you don't try.
My guy called me, say, how you want to be now? I say, I'm on Chocolate City, don't sign me. Am I saying, like, my motor, I did be, like, I drop this jam, nothing goes for me. I'm 25 with that SIM. 40 gig, nine with this, bro. I just said SIM, I don't know. Bro, nine Black Bones coming one day. Say, I'm going to say, I did trend on Twitter. I said, wait with that. See, they sell market for the air. Say, wait me, Twitter. Hey, bro, Budge, don't tweet me. Bizu, don't tweet me.
But the song, by the time the song dropped,
the song has dropped. I don't even know when the song dropped.
Oh, but you already featured Black Bones in the song.
Black Bones took the song. I could not afford to drop the song.
Right.
Do you understand? Everybody did tweet me. It's me Twitter, na stock exchange, na Forex. Mm. That time, my money for my head, I did try to buy phone for pre-degree for any lag.
Right. So,
do you understand?
Yeah.
The connection now.
Right.
Let me see how far. I'm going to try the train. Look, they don't even train. It's me trained.
Because you don't even have a smartphone.
I just go Naya, get one pink sajem. I mean, I don't know. Just check Twitter. See how they train. Oh, who is Oxlade? That voice is special. Hey, if you like my voice like this, nobody say I drop song. Say I want. Mm-hmm. Say, nice song will change my life. Hey, not like UCB.
So,
constantly link up people like Fireboy, drop sing. Joe Boy, we drop best, can they do strategic collaborations? They meet hot boys. They blazing, you know, but they get potentials. And then we were just connecting, networking, and producing classics for a living. We know if we don't get money, drop this song, you go use these people, what's their name? These people, you don't need to pay money to distribute music. Eh? You know, be a bar. This DSP, you get one name, they call them, I don't forget the name. We just put the song for the Spotify. Before we monetize song, we don't leak out. All those songs, bro, we don't drop out.
So are you saying after Black Bones came like open season where all the other boys were not trying to collaborate with you?
After Black Bones, I realized that my voice was special.
So before
like,
then?
For like, half of my life, I didn't really realize how special I was. I used to cringe to my voice.
Huh?
Yeah. I used to sing it, but confidence was not on it. Like, it wasn't like, damn, bro. Yes, they sing. What's in this? Or maybe I had not even discovered my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, if you be like that.
Yeah.
And they listen to people like Taiki that year, like 2017, I DM, I was like, bro, one day we're going to gonna make music. Right now we have an album. Like,
that's amazing.
Done dusted by the side. Just that, like, Taiki's like a French artist, special guy, you know, in the killing piece for France. You understand? Mm-hmm. I can't happen to even get diamond platinum plaque for France to, like, so, you know, connecting the time back.
Right.
The guy's always been real to me.
Right.
Do you understand? But now people will inspire me. And they follow the music now. Do you know that kind of joy? Mm-hmm. People will ginger me that year and say, oh, man, yeah. If you use music, tear this pill. Boys, they buzz me now. Say, ah, bro, now you make singers get liver. We see this song. No, they don't want you. No lose guard your presence. No lose guard your stance.
What do you mean now you make singers get... Are singers not respected in the industry?
If you didn't sing, you know if you drug better too.
What does that mean? If you're a vocalist, please, I beg, give me context now.
Oh, okay. There was a mentality that if you just sing, if you did cry for mic, you know if you drop hits.
Really?
It's always been P. The only person that could do that was like people like Shudi K, Shady,
right.
One Day Cole, and Soul J.
Right.
Yeah.
So you came and changed the game.
Oh, man, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Well, people tell me that, you know.
Because you primarily sing, like you sing.
How much if you think you're singing? That's what
no, 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 no. So now you're just even making me, you're just opening my mind to what the different types of singing in this industry.
Oh, no, like the only people that could actually hold the falsetto was like FaZe and Wendy Cole.
Right.
If
but much of your singing is falsetto.
Yeah, not much. Like, the early stages of my singing.
But that's a very powerful place to be as a musician. To be able to falset. I mean, that's what they call it, right?
It's one of my strengths. Does not mean, like, people don't have their strengths. Everybody has their strengths.
Right.
My crypto cash and go down say. That's like rap singing. Bro, that's a strength.
Mm-hmm.
If your mass is another banger, it's a banger.
But I'm saying that's more popular singing in the industry, right?
That's what?
That's the more popular type of singing in the industry.
I don't know what's popular.
They call it something vibe, or I can't remember.
I don't want to get into trouble, so I don't really know these things.
Okay, you're not going to get into trouble.
Honey, no. I'm not scared, but I don't want to miss Yan also. There's a slim line between missing and getting into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But I feel like anything that works out for anybody works out for anybody. Clifford, I'm going to get jagged. Uh-huh. Bro, that shit was a diaspora and he's still a diaspora hit. Does not mean I understand what he was saying. Now, your formula work out for you.
Right.
You understand? Yeah.
Yours has been working out so far. Since the pandemic, you had a couple of songs that really...
Myself Anomaly.
Like, killed us. Like, you really gave it to us from pandemic up until now, right? Away was one of my favorite songs at the time. How did that song come about?
That's the last song on the EP.
Right.
Oxygen EP.
Right.
I was pissed when Sparks forced me to record that song. I was pissed. Like, bro, why did they stress me? I think I just finished recording something. And then mm-hmm. due to the fact that I really just respect Sparks, anything he tells me to do, I do. Away. Like, let's go far away. Far away.
Did you write the song?
Yeah, I wrote it, but like, I wasn't gingered. And then the next time I heard it, Sparks just upgraded the whole song. Sparks is not just a beat maker, he's a music producer. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the top three producers of all time in Afrobeats. He's the GOAT. He's my GOAT. Do you understand? If you are checking Show Them Camp SDC, you are checking my own catalog, mm-hmm. do you understand? You understand his impact on my music and how much I risk. He's like the Quincy Jones to my Michael Jackson. Do you understand? So, like, you know, DKT, like, their best songs that Sparks has put his hand in that turns to gold. Anything Sparks touches turns to gold. Do you understand? And, like, I think I'm one of the artists that came from his academy that will be able to preach his gospel and make everybody know how great he is. If anybody else argue with me, like, I can tender catalogs, mm-hmm. like, best songs
mm-hmm.
that Sparks is involved in, and you know, even because probably he does not always give his tags, but he does not brag about his accolades, does not mean it's not a good.
Speaking about gold and songs, like, if Away is gold, Colossa is diamond.
I don't see that way, though.
I mean, from you, this is very subjective. This is me telling you that as much as I like Ewe, Closer is, you know, I feel like I was so worried that, you know, this song is so big. Like, Closer is so, like, maybe you don't even understand how big Closer is. Closer is played everywhere in Europe. Closer is the song that if I wasn't Nigerian, I'd have probably thought it was somebody foreign that sang it.
I don't use the greatness of a song to determine the quality of the song.
Okay.
I use the reason I make the song to determine the purpose of the song.
So what was the reason we made Closer?
Because God wanted it to drop. It was not a song. It was a live performance. It was a color show. That was live. I was performed live.
So Closer wasn't written specially for...
It was a demo, but it was not per se a song. It was never meant to drop.
Really?
Yeah.
So it shows how brilliant you are as a singer. So is if...
Thank you.
Like, you have to step into that. Like, literally a demo that you probably didn't want to drop. You perform it live and it blows.
I performed Closer at the Color Show 2 days after my scandal broke out.
I'm going to come back to that scandal.
Rejected, outcast, downfall.
Oh, so that's the passion that you
support? Is it passion or like a boy that has accepted defeat and just wants to just sing? It's two different things. You know when your mama flog you, say come the bank when you come the drum, daddy kind of be. Now your passion with that, you know. Now you see the mess. So what you do after you don't go through everything.
It was a very emotional.
Yeah, I mean, like if you can watch the performance, I did not open my eyes all through the performance. Yeah, I did my realm. 2 days after that, I went into rehab. So like, just it wasn't like I was even balanced.
Wow.
Like, yeah. So Closer is like in your lowest times.
Mm-hmm.
God can still bless you.
Yes. Yeah. He's looking out for
back
you.
Came back and said, hey, they don't want to make me. What's in this song?
So, like, you literally drowned that conversation and.
I did not even explain.
I love it.
Oh, no.
You don't still explain to me.
Yeah, I don't still explain. No, I will never explain.
Okay, but I want to ask.
As long as mankind is shit and mess.
Yeah.
And they know they explain.
Yeah.
Who am I?
It's natural. Yeah. But how did. Like, I want to ask how you felt. Because you went to Closer 2 days after you're feeling that's why you performed like that.
Mm.
But how did all of it make you feel? Did you lose friendships? Did you lose stuff? Did you? What was the mental state that you were in post?
Beyond friendships, actually, endorsement deals, like
right.
Brands just say, "Me, it's not healthy to be affiliated." Okay, that's nice, you know. But that's the game for you.
I know.
Nowadays, most people won't lick their soap.
Yeah.
You understand? In my life. So, like, basically, it taught me a lesson that no matter how talented you are, if you go fall, you go fall. And when you go rise, you go rise. Now, just balance of life. There's so many artists that don't have the most perfect
trajectory
to greatness. But they're legends by default.
Right.
Probably I'm one of them.
You know, I honestly, and this is a personal thing, right? I honestly don't think that the mistakes that we make as creatives should affect our lives so much.
I don't see it as mistakes. I see it as destiny.
Whatever you would call it.
Yeah.
Whatever happens along the way in your career should not affect or taint the creative part.
Oh, don't judge the art. You can judge the person.
Yeah.
But... if not, the verse away God may make you win 50 grams is not so easy to do.
Right. So, did you wish that it didn't ever happen? Like, it has happened, right?
And for like 6 months, I was blackmailed before it ever came out. Yeah. I spent the bag.
Right. That's the real conversation, not even the tape.
Yeah.
But can I ask by who?
I will never know.
Also, somebody had gotten a hold of the tape and
And before I even blew up, away, we're staying in Esteem, really.
Also, that is from a while ago.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what do you think that was going to happen? Did you come to resolve that, worst case, if this thing comes out, I'll be fine? Or you were hoping somewhere that the person would not just go ahead with
it? I didn't know. I was scared, child. I didn't know. I was just expecting to watch.
Tell me about the night. Or I don't know what it was released. Tell me about the moment that you found out that it had come out. Tell me the scene.
I think what really hit me different was when my grandma, when I heard the voice of my grandma, she was just crying. Yeah. That was the biggest pain for me. That's when I went numb. Mm. That's when I went unstable.
Mm.
It's like, bro.
Like, that's...
I meant to just spoil this woman with blessings and
money. Yeah, not to bring...
She's not meant to feel sorry again.
Yeah. And that's one person's approval that you really... That's the only person's approval that really matters to you.
That's one person's, like, action. Not just approval. That really determines my mood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my landscape.
Yeah.
My mental health.
Yeah.
It's like, this woman, after menopause, raised me. The least I can do for her is make it in life.
Right.
Do you understand? So imagine that person disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know how strong men do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm strong, Shabo. Maybe some kind of things, so I'm not stronger. Maybe say, we all enter me. Maybe say, we all understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2 days later, she reached out to me and she's like, you're still my son.
Because you had the conversation.
Yeah.
What did that conversation do for you?
At that moment, I was so defeated that it didn't have an effect, honestly.
So her coming back to sort of validate you did not help
a bit. When mama flog you scarcity, mm-hmm. you know, when mm-hmm. you go to yeah. see the line, you know, pancreas, where they put the tape, you go to see the line. No matter how your skin, you get multi-human healing spirit, bro, you go see the line. Even if they buy you clothes, you go see the line. Understand? So, like, it took me couple weeks
mm-hmm.
to just come back and then still speak to her to be really sure she that forgave me. You understand? My grandma can tell you, hey, my son, she actually says you are my son and she loves you.
But
there's still something
there. If you bring a come up with something,
wait, say, yeah. Women! Hey, God.
That's how you went to. I got it a lot when I was growing up.
Women! Mm. Women will show you. My mama will cook me food, but she still give me a hijab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Casually, and it's not personal.
It's not.
It's just a side pass, like a bypass conversation.
You can't lose the grandsonship, yeah, but yeah, you go collect.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, though. And before you came on, we had a conversation. I probably would not have talked about it, but I also, like, I'm so interested in knowing the mental space that anybody would be, even post. Because after a while, you're like, who do I trust now? How do I move around in the industry? You've probably lost some things, so you're already feeling bad and defeated some. What were the things that happened after that made you snap out of it? Or were they friends that came to your aid at the time? Like, what things kept you going?
So, from just this conversation, or before this conversation goes deep, I'm going to say I was raised by love. Like, my mom loved me, die. My uncles, they love me, die. Like, they pamper me. I don't play PS2. I don't go games land. I don't sabi onile. I don't play bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ride anything. Then cage me so they like, nah, just they learn some kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
They regarded as wayward back then. So I equipped myself with the same type of love I grew up with. All the boys with around me right now, I love them, die. You feel me? I regard them. I regard their opinion. The way they treat me, now they treat them. Mm-hmm. There's love in my household. First of all, man, I deal with boys. Like, men mount. If Robert come our house, now we go be two, go win.
So your circle of friendship is really tight.
It's brotherhood.
Mm.
It's not a cult. So it's brotherhood. There's love in this P.
Mm-hmm.
And the loyalty is organic. You earn your respect.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? If I lose God, my boys feel claim, say, come have fun. So that thing don't make sense. If I want to do a slate, go and tell me, say, they worry you. Because they know me before I turn up slate. Just
right.
So, love them, my household. Mm-hmm. So, if, since they do me, they do the full block. If things they do anybody for my house, they do the full block. Love choke. Afa, my man, if one person enter, you will not enter. If one person want to change your mood, clear your mind, you will not enter. If you dust like five people, no possible now. They use love choke you. You go realize, see, men mouths not be word play, the facts. Like, you understand that, like,
you have people.
Every single person in that house does not want you to be sad.
Right.
They elevate your mindset. Men, they buy you books. That's real love. Men, they charge your phone when you don't sleep. Maybe say, you forget to charge your phone. You know how directed that PB.
Yeah.
That is the kind of
love that you
love that I built in my. Yeah. Bro, I know if you chop alone, it's impossible. You feel me? Like, we feast. We don't eat. We feast. Everybody in my household. And I'm not, it's not necessarily just my blood brother, my manager, my driver, my, like, all these things. I don't need to come because it's planning on the long. You understand? Now, so they raise me and that's why I continue.
So that helped you process the entire thing?
Oh, that healed me, my bro.
Would you say you're completely healed?
You never heal. You're always healing. Yes. You never heal fully. Bro, they cure COVID. The new strain just come out last month.
That's a different analogy, but okay. Okay. But I also want to know, as a creative, right, as much as you're around people and you need all that love, there are times where you just want to be alone and ruminate, like, about
your stuff. Anytime where I did London, I did zone out.
Okay, so are there times where you just don't want... Your guys are great, but you just don't want to be around them. You just want to be your own person. And
anytime where I did London, I
so you did that town?
Nobody will know for us.
We just miss go somewhere.
Yes, now. Thank God for the affordability, you know, to be able to even base.
Travel, yeah. Travel is so important.
Very important and expensive.
It is.
Yeah, and stressful. I feel like... But the fact that we did, like, blessed to feed storm, I will still tell God, say, yeah. I feel even clear my head.
Because it clears your head a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel
Tanzania. I feel the Cuba. Bro, you travel there.
Energy.
Yes, sir.
Life of a city boy. But at this level now, what does success now mean to you? Because you've had hit songs, everything has happened, you're famous around the world, you perform in different countries. What is the idea of success? What's the most important thing for you now?
I mean, success is when you get to the level that you don't even fear poverty.
Right.
Generational wealth. When you say you don't make the money to the extent, so we say, you don't say all your picking is everything you suffer. Then you can't get full peace of mind. If you get money, you don't get peace of mind.
Let's talk about that peace of mind, because I was going to go there because, you know, I've seen people with so much money, but the peace of mind is a problem.
Bro, I have more peace of mind than the money that I wish for right now.
Really?
That's why.
Why? How?
I have more peace of mind than the money that I wish for. The money where I wish for loud, though. You don't know my goals. You don't understand? But, like, you know, the fact that I get that peace of mind, that way I get the sanity to feel look for that money.
Right.
You understand? Like, if you're not happy, you cannot enjoy life.
Yes, I agree.
Everything will do me, don't do me. Everything will go do me, go still do me. May we share, may God don't make sure, see, I'm mentally stable. Make I dey happy. Make I see my mama, make she dey happy. Make I see my bro, make they buy car. Make they buy house. That's peace of mind. Make me they grow.
Right.
Any obstacle won't come. No obstacle be my mate. You know what I mean? Nobody see the obstacle, just the mankind. Obstacle will always come. The ability to overcome it, nothing will they pray for.
Yeah.
You understand? Yes.
But still speaking about peace of mind, like, you're in a very competitive industry where, you know...
Nobody, I literally made the song Fireboy saying, but no, I don't get beef with anybody.
It's not even beef,
they
it's just...
It, you know, say,
Oxwiz.
Would you follow you do competition? My followers know if you 1 million for my fan base. Bro, sky white, die. Not many species of bird day. And you see the flies are in white sky.
I know that you're probably very healthy inside. you don't care for competition.
Mm.
But in this space, right? That's when the Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked, you don't even know when. You can just look, say, this song don't reach number one or something is happening. But are there not times where you're just like, oh my God, this competition is too much? Like, what keeps you sane?
Who fits don't like me?
Energy.
No. Who fits sing? Now, still start with that. I don't need to call my name
right
before you know tsunami this sing.
So you're your own lane?
As me, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, yeah, I'm even number one for my 1 million. Understand? You have to understand that you are in your own world. It's your own destiny. It's your calling. It's your goal. It's your vision. Nothing intertwine your greatness with another man. I did my zone, bro. Okay, thanks to God, Top 10 most streamed Afrobeat songs of all time. Thanks to God, hustled. We be sitting like just 6 years. I don't do for this grind. I did it. No be must do. No be who sing pass.
Yeah.
Now who God choose?
It just reminded me of. I saw a picture of you. I think it was in France, right? And or a video as well. You were singing and the whole crowd was cheering. You know, it's one thing for you to blow your country, right? But it's another thing for you to be the boy that grew up in Mushi and the life that you had and stand in a place like Paris.
Roland Garros.
Everybody is singing to your song. What does that do to you? Like, how do you feel? Like, what is the feeling in that second? Like,
it just makes you realize the greatness of God. Yeah. And that's what God great ratio. Bro, if you sing song for Lady, make the tear for Switzerland. Gonna believe say God no day. See, every single time I see my light shine, I remember the source of the light. Now God give you. Understand? Now you can't just ambulance now. I want to shine. Wait till you want this spark.
Yeah.
Which star won't shine? If God no say alpha, yeah, now your time. And you get timetable. That's the scariest part. If you blow, make your brother man no blow. Make you no blow, make your brother man blow. Timetable. According to how they plan them. You can't believe say supernatural forces no day. Like God no day. People no day when they hear your prayer. Why be seeing that when everything tight for me? Now everything bust for me. You say go reason now. I feel a vision, but.
No, I
tell you. My story, I believe in proof. So it's not the talk.
This podcast let me not say it's not. Okay. This podcast is a Bible believing podcast, right?
We
must always get there. I must always touch it. And I'm happy that you've mentioned it. Like, what's your relationship with God? Like, not religion, like just a personal relationship.
With God, can never say I'm perfect, though.
Of course.
I don't feel say I dig close to God. You are supposed to dig close to Him,
mm-hmm.
but they try as human being. But most importantly, I believe in doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You do good, if good no come your way, maybe the goodness not supposed to just come your way at that point in time. According to how calm and life be, if you do good, you go see good.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do bad, your conscience will not eat you up when badness comes to you. And if you do good, when you see good, you realize the beauty of doing good.
Yeah. So you shall reap whatever is so
clear. I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in Allah. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Ifa. I believe in Arumila. I believe in all forms of supernatural and spiritual powers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use that power, do bad. Now boomerang.
Right.
Now understand.
So you basically reap whatever you sow.
On Jesus Christ. You reap whatever you plant.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant yam, you don't expect that Jeremy grow. Understand? So, now why I be like this? So.
Makes sense. I still maintain that Kulosa even if it was a demo or still the biggest song, it's a classic from Nigeria to always be, right? And, you know, so sometimes when artists have such songs, they would probably be worried what's going to be next that can top that. I mean, that's not an issue for you because you're naturally talented, but what's really next for you? Like,
I was meant to drop my album like September.
Okay.
September at worst, October, which we are right now.
When October? But
a lot of stuff came in between my album and my mental health safety.
Right.
And you know, if you just drop album, if you know they're ready to push out,
mm-hmm.
you'll waste the album. And I'm not trying to waste my debut album.
Right.
So hopefully, like, sometime around February, I'll be dropping my debut album. It's titled Oxlade from Africa.
Ooh.
I'm close to opening the doors to different opportunities for me and Afrobeats. And I'm like, before they fully grasp the superstar, they need to know where I come from.
Right.
So, you know, Oxlade from Africa is like an introduction to my music, my tribe, my definition of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. Oxlade from Africa. Why did you call it that?
Offa. Music is the weapon. Offa is an arrow. I'm trying to pass positivity through my musical weapon mm-hmm. in this time of racism, earthquake, tribalism,
mm-hmm.
World power, you know, the battle for world power. Mm-hmm. Russia, they fight everybody, everybody mm-hmm. try to form most expensive currency. Just trying to use my music to heal the world. It's right. Good. Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Thank you.
One single or one album at a time.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on TV Tape Pod. Please help me sign up.
Oxlade on TV Tape Podcast. Keep watching. Kindly subscribe to the YouTube channel. We love you. God bless.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.